Turning to that meeting this morning between the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Northern Ireland party leaders over a possible deal on the controversial Northern Ireland Brexit protocol. The DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, said progress has been made in the negotiations between the UK and the EU, but that, quote, further work is required. Naomi Long, leader of the Alliance Party, also met the Prime Minister, and she joins us now. A very good afternoon to you, Naomi Long, and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
So are you any the wiser as to what this possible deal might look like after your meeting?
Well, we weren't briefed on the detail in terms of how these issues have been resolved, but we are obviously aware of some of the key issues that are being debated and discussed. And what we wanted to take the time to do with Rishi Sunak this morning was just reinforce the position that whilst the focus may be on the DUP, understandably, because of their walkout in Stormont, the DUP do not represent a majority of people in Northern Ireland. They represent less than 30% of the population. And so it's important that he understands that for the majority of people in Northern Ireland, actually access to the single market is absolutely crucial and non-negotiable. And we wanted to reinforce with him today that provided that we could get that access into both markets, that we could protect Northern Ireland in terms of stability of our trading arrangements, and that we could diminish through agreement with the EU the amount of bureaucracy involved in trade between GB and NI, then we would be content with that, and so would the people we represent.
So that perhaps has been addressed in these notions of red and green lanes and so forth for goods coming into Northern Ireland. But what about the role of the European Court of Justice, which does seem to be quite a sticking point, not only perhaps for the DUP, but also in elements of the Conservative Party in London? Could and should that be a sticking point?
No, it shouldn't be a sticking point. I mean, there are certain things that you have to do in order to have access to the single market. And one of those is to have a role for the ECJ within Northern Ireland. Now, if the European Union are able to find a way to soften that in collaboration with the UK government, it's certainly not a red line for us. We're not insistent that we have the jurisdiction of the ECJ here. But equally, it shouldn't be a stumbling block if the ECJ remains the court of appeal here. Because at the end of the day, business people are not waking up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, worried about the jurisdiction of the ECJ. They're concerned about more practical measures like the environment in which they are currently trading, the cost of electricity, and the things that really make a difference. Most businesses try to avoid court at all costs. And it could be to Northern Ireland's advantage on occasion to have the ECJ jurisdiction. For example, were we to be selling goods into another European country as a supplier and they were to deny us access to the market, the ECJ would enforce that ruling that they have to because we remain part of the single market. So this is not in any shape or form a break point, nor is it a constitutional issue, despite what unionists are building it up to be.
Just a question, and to go back to what Geoffrey Donaldson was saying about waiting for the legislation to be published that would give effect to any agreement between Brussels and London, and suggesting perhaps that it'd be at that point that the DUP would either say they can support or they can't support any deal. Would Alliance also want to see the legislation, the detail of this before you would be willing to sign up?
Well, at the end of the day, first of all, there are two separate issues. When are we willing to get the Assembly back up and running? And our answer to that is immediately. So we do not believe that these negotiations should be a barrier to devolution. And we're very clear about that. The DUP should be back at their desks doing their jobs, all of their jobs, and allow the rest of us to do the same. In terms of what we think of any deal, of course, we will want to see the detail of it and be sure that it's good. But as I said, our red lines are fairly high level. What we want is a sustainable way forward, good relationships with the EU, and the ability for Northern Ireland to be able to use the unique position that it has been gifted in the protocol, access to two major markets, as a selling point so we can grow our economy and create prosperity and wealth in Northern Ireland for everyone. And that should be the focus, I think, of all parties.
Very good. Naomi Long, leader of the Alliance Party, thanks for talking to us.